All right. So today I found an article, how to keep the conversation going with a girl. So I want to try it with you. Let's see if it works. This is making news today. So I guess guys are asking, how do I keep conversation going with a girl? Because they go out on a date and guys can't think for themselves. So here are some 6 best ways to keep the conversation going. And let's see if it works with you. Make assumptions about her.
Oh my God.
Like, where are you from? I bet you're from New York. Things like that. Does that keep the conversation going?
Yeah, the conversation would be boy, bye, because don't make assumptions about my life and who I am and what you think.
I'm trying to keep the conversation going here. So that's the number one thing. Make an assumption about her.
That's terrible advice, because think about this. Do you want people making assumptions about you?
Because they do all the time.
But what if they're wrong and the assumption is offensive? You know what I mean? Like, I'm short. So what if a guy said, I like petite women, but I bet you have trouble dating tall guys or reaching things off high shelves. Ha ha ha.
Is there anything on the top of your refrigerator? Anything?
Right. So I think making an assumption about somebody to keep a conversation going is a low blow. How about ask an open-ended question?
I'm going by this study here. So I guess you don't like that. I guess you don't want assumptions.
I say no, man.
How about make observations about her? Like, again, you have an interesting hairstyle. What's the story behind that?
I'd be like, I have a friend that you might want to date. His name is Eric. Like, no guy would ask a girl about her hairstyle and where, the story behind it. That's too personal. That's too personal. I'm not going to answer a question about my hair. And you know what? It feels very judgmental. It feels like you are judging my hair, or you are really sexist, that all women want to talk about is their hair. No, that's so far. No to that.
Talk about a piece of their jewelry. And you do that because you wear obscure, different pieces of rings or bracelets or something like that you could talk about.
I guess if you say, does that necklace have any meaning to you? Or maybe it depends on the guy. Is he hot? If you're hot enough, you can ask about jewelry.
Well, you wear a ring with an eyeball on it or a skull or stuff like that. And so you can bring that up and say, what's the story behind the radio dial bracelet?
I have a radio dial bracelet and I have a necklace on that is not a bird. It's a skeleton of a bird. Or I have a teeny tiny star I never take off. Like, it's definitely, women have stories behind their jewelry. Like, when women wear jewelry, it's usually it's intentional or has some meaning to them. So,
okay, let's try it. We're at a restaurant. I'm looking down and I say, I like your ring. That's nice. I like your necklace. It's of a bird. Did you know that really birds don't exist? That all birds are fake? Did you know that they're drones and they watch us?
Check, please.
But I'm making observations. This is number 2 about you. I'm telling you about birds aren't real. There's a website
I'm going to make an observation now. My observation is my date is insane. There's my observation.
But I'm keeping the conversation going. That's one of their things. So I'm keeping the conversation going by telling you birds aren't real.
That would keep the conversation going, because I'd want to know what hit you on the head on the way in.
See, but the date's progressing. You're not getting up and walking away, because now you find me interesting that I know something about birds.
Okay, come outside and let's look at birds. I'm going to show you birds, and I'm going to show you that birds are real.
Now we're going somewhere together. Now we're having a mobile date. See how this is progressing? Okay, connect conversation topics. Like, speaking of hairstyles, I find it interesting that you can find hats that complement that hairstyle. No? That's number 3.
I think like hairstyle and hats is sort of a lame way to do that. But yeah, okay. I like the idea of connecting. Like, speaking of horror films, have you ever seen a dead body? Like, that would work for me.
Right. And have you seen a dead bird since you have the dead bird necklace? And by the way, birds really don't exist and they're fake. And we can. Okay.
We're going on a field trip to look at birds.
See? We're going on a second date.
There's
going
to be a second date.
I already hooked up, because by the second date, you will go all the way with a guy. So
No. It'll be a second date so I can prove to you what a moron you are. And then I can make a fool out of you in front of all these bird watchers. And then I can leave you there and go home.
No.
And get back on Tinder.
By a second date, you're going to hook up with a guy. That's a given with you.
So. Not with a guy who doesn't believe in birds.
Okay. Number four, ask relevant questions.
Yes. That one. Well, what do you think is a relevant question?
How was it growing up in the Midwest?
I've never been to the Midwest, but good try there.
Yeah. So what was it like growing up on Long Island? Was there birds there? Stuff like that.
Okay. I mean, technically I grew up in Brooklyn, but fine.
Okay. So Brooklyn, whatever.
There's birds there too. Yeah. There's birds everywhere.
Okay. Is that anywhere near the Midwest? No. Okay.
This guy's dumb.
Number five, tell relevant stories.
What's a relevant story? Like
you're from the Midwest. One time I flew over the Midwest.
Oh, I thought you meant like speaking of the Taliban, like, you know, relevant, like what's in the news right now.
No. So I flew over the Midwest and we landed in Missouri, and then I had potatoes and steak at a restaurant in Missouri and it was really good.
Okay.
I'm telling you what this says. Okay. Number six, playful teasing. Like,
I think, playful
teasing. I can't talk to you anymore. I can't stand the Midwest. You and I are enemies, they say.
Oh, all right. Well, I think that's cute if there's a connection between the two of you, you know, and if you're already flirting. It's like the boy in school who had a crush on you, so he'd pull your ponytail, or in my case, Joseph Muss, who poured juice on the ground and said I peed.
But you did.
I didn't. I didn't pee. He poured juice on the ground because my pants were not wet. So I would have had to have peed, dried off, changed my clothes, and got back in my chair in a matter of seconds. So there's a lot of flaws in his story. But he did that because he had a crush on me in second grade. So I think, that sort of teasing only works if you're vibing and the girl likes you. Otherwise, it comes across as mean and you're a bully.
So, but the playful part of it seems fun because that means she's playful and he's playful and maybe they can connect on a different level.
You got to gauge that carefully. If you're going to say playful, teasy stuff, you better make sure she's on board with you, because otherwise you're just going to come across like a dick.
So when she gets up to go to the bathroom, I shouldn't pour water on her seat when she sits down and goes, ha, 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 see, now I made you laugh.
Yeah, no, I spent a lot of time getting dressed and choosing an outfit, and now it's wet and I have to go home without you.
Take that salt thing and unloosen the salt thing, and when she puts it on her food, it just goes everywhere, and I go, ha, 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 aren't I funny?
Immature is the word I would use, not funny, but okay.
So that's your six things to keep the conversation going with a woman. The next thing on here, it says, want to learn how to attract the woman of your dreams? Click here for a free 60-page dating ebook.
Okay, that's really what this was about the whole time. Getting you to the ebook.
Getting the ebook, yes. So there you go. I kept the conversation going, and I got a second date because you don't believe birds. You believe
birds. Don't get that ebook is my advice to you.